Chronicle Books presents You Are What You Click, How Being Selective, Positive, and Creative Can Transform Your Social Media Experience. Written by Brian A. Primack, MD, PhD. Read by Eric Jason Martin. Introduction. It was a Saturday morning in Pittsburgh, October 27th, 2018, and I was making bagels from scratch. Outside was a crisp but sunny day, and I had somehow convinced the kids, ages 11 and 14 at the time, to stay home and help me make brunch for some friends who were visiting from out of town. I know what you're thinking. Why bother to make bagels from scratch? Even though we easily could have strolled up the street to an Einstein's, they have the complex kneading and boiling process down. Shaping the dough into floppy rings with my kids had this remarkable way of slowing down time. It gave us all a moment to pause from our phones, and it signaled the transition out of a busy week. Though in today's world, our phones never stay silent for long. Ding. When the first text came through, we didn't think much of it. Receiving a vague message about staying inside if you were in Squirrel Hill, our Pittsburgh neighborhood, wasn't particularly alarming. I kept kneading. But a few minutes later, another ding. As my wife looked down at her phone, I noticed her face contort with tears. I ran over. "What?" I asked quietly. She shook her head and swallowed. She was barely able to mouth the words, "Tree of Life." 7 dead so far. Tree of Life was the building where our Jewish congregation called Dor Hadash met. We might have been there for that Saturday's morning service had we not been preparing brunch for our guests. My wife and daughter had been there the prior week. It's a lay-led congregation, so I led services and study groups frequently. A gunman had entered the synagogue, shouted, "All Jews must die," and opened fire. By the end of the rampage, 11 were dead, and several were severely wounded, including law enforcement officials who were finally able to subdue the attacker. The gunman was brought to a local hospital and cared for by Jewish doctors. The next few weeks of our lives, as a family and as a congregation, were focused on acute management of the situation. Funerals for the dead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?